Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter. You can see miracles.com. Today is Tuesday, October the 17th. News yesterday, Mike Vrabel had his Monday press conference after the team returned from London and said that Ryan Tannehill is dealing with a similar ankle injury to what he had last year. Now, if you remember, he had two different ankle injuries last year. At least he had the ankle injury two different times. So he said it was similar to the first one. That injury kept him out of two games. So Titans are obviously on a bye this week. So he has a week there, but they will play the Falcons in 2 weeks. It seems like he's probably a long shot to be ready for that game. I wrote yesterday that it is time anyway to see Will Levis. Listen, I appreciate everything Ryan Tannehill has done for this franchise. He really saved them in a time where they were, you know, kind of at the end of the Marcus Mariota experiment and, you know, a similar situation to where the Titans find themselves now. They were 2-4. They made a quarterback switch. They ended up going to the AFC Championship game. I don't think this is the same team. I've seen a lot of that on Twitter. And that is true. They were 2-4 both times. But, you know, if you go through, that was, I think, 2019. If you go through all the teams from 2019 to now, there were 2-4. I think you will find very few of them ended up in their conference championship game. That was more of an exception than the rule. So, could something similar happen? Sure. I mean, there are things about this Titans schedule, especially going forward, that are favorable. A lot of home games, not as good of quality of opponents. I mean, all those things are certainly true. There's still a lot of division games left. They've only played one division game this year. So, I mean, they have a chance if they can go on a run to, you know, still do some things. But, you know, with what we've seen from this team, I'm just not really expecting that to happen. Now, that's why I think you go ahead and you make the switch to Will Levis. It does a couple of things. One, it gives you information on Will Levis. You find out whether or not he can play, whether or not he's a guy you can build around. It also, if he's bad, you lose games and you have a high draft pick to take a quarterback. Because that's the thing. I mean, they need to figure out the quarterback before anything else. There are a lot of holes on this roster. We know that. But if they don't have the quarterback, none of the rest of it matters. So that is, in my opinion, the most important thing for the rest of this season is to figure out if Will Levis can be that guy. I don't think it's Malik Willis. I think we've seen enough from him. I mean, obviously there was, you know, stuff on that yesterday. But, like, just watch him play. Use your eyes to see what's going on out there. I understand that he was put in a tough spot. It's not that I take what I saw solely against the Ravens and determine that Malik Willis can't be the future of this franchise. It's that in combination with all the rest of the things that I've seen for the year plus that he's been here that kind of give me the impression, opinion, that he's not the guy going forward. That's why you put in Will Levis. You traded up in the second round to get him. You said that you considered taking him with the 11th pick in the first round. Let's let that guy play. Let's see what he's got. Let's put him behind this offensive line that's not good and see if he can get the ball out quick. Quarterbacks can mask offensive line issues if they can do certain things well. Ryan Tannehill doesn't do those things well, especially not at this point in his career. Let's put Levis out there and see what he can do. Let's find out if he's a guy you can build around. Is he a guy, I mean, you know, you have kind of, I guess, one of three tiers of quarterbacks when you're looking at putting a franchise together. You've got the elite guys that are going to elevate the level of play of your offense. You have guys that are good enough that if you're really good around them, you can be good. And then you have guys that can't play. All right. We need to find out if Will Levis is in one of those first two tiers. And if he's not, you could draft a quarterback. So to me, you know, and Vrabel was non-committal on who will start. He basically said it'll be one of the two guys, one of the two other guys that we have on the roster. He did say Ryan Tannehill is our quarterback when healthy. So, you know, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. But I think we're a couple of weeks from really having to answer that question. So, in my opinion, it's time now. You move on to Levis. You see what he can give you, and you go from there. I don't know if that's what they'll do. We'll see. We have, like I said, 2 weeks. We won't really find anything out until next week. And then I would imagine that Vrabel will try his best to keep it under wraps until as close to game time as he possibly can. So that's you know, like last year we found out Dobbs was starting in that Thursday night game, I think on Thursday. I would say it'd be a similar deal. It'll be one of those reports that comes out, you know, overnight on Saturday night or late Saturday, who's going to start. And again, my hope is that it is Will Levis, but we will have to see how it goes. All right, that'll do it for today. Just a quick hit on that. The Titans will have a couple days of practice this week before everybody takes off for the bye, and then they'll be back next week in preparation for the Falcons. Between now and then, you can see miracles.com. We'll still have a lot of good stuff there for you. Check that out on Twitter at JMorrisMCM. And yeah, that'll do it for today. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later. Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.